talk about the soundtrack of your childhood, those were the Bee Gees. And it is really sad, and I'm sure that, that Barry right now is devastated. He's lost, you know, his brothers, his bandmates. It's pretty sad, and, you know, I'm out here in Las Vegas covering the Billboard Music Awards, and last night on the award show, we got the news, you know, in the middle of the red carpet that Robin had died, and they quickly put together a moment of silence for him on the show.
Certainly turned into a night of tributes. We've lost some really great people over the past year.
Yeah, it was really sad. I mean, in addition to the moment of silence for Robin, there was a tribute to Donna Summer, who just died about a week ago. And there was also a big tribute to Whitney Houston, who was presented posthumously with the Millennium Award. And her daughter, Bobby Christina, was on hand to accept it. She got real emotional. And even during CeeLo Green's performance, he did a tribute to Adam Yauch from the Beastie Boys, who died a few weeks ago.
Well, tell us about the show last night. What were the highlights for you as far as the Billboard Music Awards?
Well, the great thing about the Billboard Music Awards is that it really was sort of a preview of the summer music season. Everybody who has a big album coming out this summer, or a big tour, or, for example, the case of Katy Perry, a big concert film, they were all on the show performing, and they did these really big over-the-top production, you know, pieces, sort of reminding everybody, hey, we're here, we've got new albums, you know, and this is what you could expect this summer. So it was great to see these artists just sort of like, you know, blow it out of the box with all of these tricks and special effects. It was fun.
Just about out of time, but who are considered the big winners?
Well, Adele won 12 awards, and LMFAO, the duo, they took home 6 awards, but barely any awards were actually given out on camera. It was all really about the performances.